you've got a fan base out here that keeps growing exponentially. I used to not could stand to listen to until I learned to shut my mouth and open my ears. And all because I'm a Cowboys fan, okay? Let's clear that up. Because I'm a Cowboys
fan. It's all the fun with the Cowboys.
Absolutely. Yeah. But the thing about it is, when I started hearing you with Sean Hannity and those guys, I shut my mouth and I opened my ears. And I'm going to say this in the most absolute respectful way I can and piss on anybody else out there that don't like it. We need you. We need more men like you that can bridge the gap with sports and politics and life. America's right now. Excuse my language. Sorry.
No.
America is messed up right now, brother. And you are one of the beacons of light that is bringing it back together. Please don't stop that. Please.
I'm not going to stop. And I appreciate it, John. I'm really not going to stop. I care. And I'm going to be right. I can't stand the way we are as a people. And I think that the politicians have us divided. I think that sports brings us together. And I've never been more excited about doing sports since I started doing more politics. Because I realize how it intertwines and I realize how important sports is. I love being on Mad Dog Radio every day. I love it. I love being on POTUS Radio every Wednesday night from 6 to 8 p.m. I love it, man. I'm so happy. And I'm so grateful to ESPN for assisting and allowing me to do it and still being on First Take because I love that too. I mean, I just love it. And you got to be committed to making a difference. And you ain't going to make a difference if you're not willing to be fair-minded. People who think differently, who look differently, who act differently, damn it, sometimes y'all are right. Sometimes y'all do have better answers. And we just need to be mindful of that. Now, y'all need to reciprocate and do the same with us and understand sometimes we got it right. Sometimes we know. Sometimes we got a better formula, a better answer. But we have no shot in getting to that whatsoever if we don't listen to one another. I got my man John Mitchell. He's just texting me now. Brilliant, brilliant brother. Lives in Philly, journalist, the whole bit, love him to death. You know what I'm saying? We don't see eye to eye all the time, but he's smart as hell. Every time he opens his mouth, he gives me something to think about. And when I'm right, I feel even better because I went through him and my boy Jeff in California and others that just know what the hell they're talking about. And it matters. It really, really, really matters.